With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
Taking you down to Funky Town.
Hey.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show, and because Greensboro's turned into such a funky town, we got to wear masks now when we go out places.
Well, of course.
Put that mask on. Let's see what happens. How many people are going to like that?
Oh,
I don't know why anybody. I don't know why anybody really objects to the mask. I mean, the people who say it doesn't do any good, but does it hurt?
I mean, the way
I see it, I see. Well, can't hurt anything. Have the mask on.
God
forbid you tell somebody something what to do, you know?
Correct. And if I had known this was coming down a long time ago, I would have already started making a Darth Vader-like style mask years ago and get it perfect.
Why don't you get on that and have that ready by the weekend?
Okay, I'll do that right now. Y'all have a good show.
There's a project for you. So while he works on that, we're going to work on this. Let's get this party started. Odds and ends time on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Time to catch up on this and that. New coronavirus t-shirts trending online. Costs $24. It reads, "Don't be a COVIDiot. Be a social distancing champion." And has a picture of Bigfoot walking through the woods
into
the sunset.
Love it.
I think we can all agree that the term COVIDiots came up by, you know what, I can't even talk. Dale came up with it there.
There you go.
Yeah. I think we started the COVIDiots thing, but that's okay. They can use it too. Fortune magazine says the Golden Globe Awards have been moved now to February 28th because of the Rona. And all together now, who cares?
Nobody.
Karate Kid spinoff, Cobra Kai. They started that thing on YouTube, man, and it just took off. People love that thing. It has millions. Each episode has millions of views. In fact, it's been so popular, it is moving from YouTube to Netflix. The series is about to enter its third season, and I watched a couple episodes of it, and it is pretty good. And if you were a fan of The Karate Kid, you'll love it because it's the same two characters that were at odds.
That kind of answered my question. I was going to say, do you need to know a little bit of the backstory, or is there a lot, or you can just kind of wing it?
It would help to know the characters in the original Karate Kid movie to help you enjoy that just a little bit more. Have you heard about these rage rooms, you know, these things where you go and you smash stuff just to get it out of your system?
Yes, I've been wanting to do one of those.
You mean like downtown Greensboro the past couple of weeks in North Carolina?
Except it's legal.
Oh, okay.
And you go into a room and you smash things that are designed to be smashed. Well, they've been around for a while. Now there's a Rona rage room. It's in a mall in Ohio. It's called Yo Crash and allows people who are stir crazy, frustrated and angry because of the coronavirus to smash dishes, plates, glasses, and other breakables. The room is open by appointment only and sanitized.
Oh, good.
After every rage. The owners of Yo Crash say their therapy is cheaper than going to see a doctor, so come on in.
I mean, they got a point.
It does sound like fun, doesn't it? I guess there's some people going around doing fake corona testing and charging you for them. Law officers are saying now, hey, watch out. These people are conducting fake coronavirus tests. Some scam artists are going door to door and charging for fake tests. Police believe others may be thieves that are just casing homes for future robberies.
The sticky bandits like in Home Alone. Got it.
Right. And finally, it looks like we talked about this before. But it's for sure the pandemic is now accelerating, according to the World Health Organization. The cases of the Rona are going up because everybody just said, that's it. I'm going out. I don't need a mask. Let's get in each other's faces. Let's bump and grind some more. We got to get out there. Nice. So now a bunch of people have gotten the Rona, and well, of course you did. You're out there in everybody's face throwing down crowds of thousands of people. I mean, first of all, it's just the people going to the beaches and going out to whatever. But look at the number of protesters there were who were jammed in together just so tightly. A lot of them have gotten to have, you know, got the Rona because they were jammed in there like that.
Sorry, we're going to go back to phase one. That's, I can see that now.
Yeah, I think that's true too. That's why I don't argue with the mask thing. I'm wearing my mask anyway. If it doesn't help, well, okay, but I know it ain't going to hurt to wear that mask. Okay. So, if you're in Greensboro, went into effect, what, 5 o'clock yesterday, right?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Got to wear that mask if you're going to be out in public. So make sure you got one handy. If you don't, get busy making one. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Care to guess how much it costs to raise a child now from birth to adulthood?
$250,000.
Too much.
That's right.
Is it really?
Right. $252,000.
That was a shot in the wind.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you did that instead of breaking wind.
Well, hold up.
No. I say this in an ashamed kind of way, but I have spent that number on my boy's elementary and high school education. That's how much I've spent so far. My oldest son is 20. My youngest son is 16. He has 2 more years of school now. I know that we decided to put them into the private school. I get that because we didn't live in a great school district and we could do it at the time. At the time, it wasn't such a squeeze. But let me tell you something, $250,000 is a lot of money for elementary and high school. Let me just tell you. Plus, you got college.
Yeah. And that doesn't pay for their lunch, does it?
No, it does not. Hey, here's how it breaks down now. Housing is the most. That's $3,971 extra per year. Food, $2,400. Child care and education, $2,280. Transportation, $2,000. Health care, $1,300. Clothing, $795 a year. In your dreams. and miscellaneous expenses, $1,000. Again, in your dreams. You hope you could get by with that. All those stats, by the way, are based on people with two kids. So $14,000 per kid or $28,000 per year is what you'll be spending on the child. If you only have one, it costs around $17,800 a year. And if you have three, cost goes down about $10,600 a child. So Annie, just keep cranking them out.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so that's the number now, $252,000 a year to raise a child.
A year? A year. $250,000 a year.
No. That's $250,000 to raise a child from birth to adulthood. Per year, if you have one child, if you have one kid, it's $14,000 a year per child.
Yeah, right. No way. Not happening at all, ever.
And Dale, not many people know this, but Dale has been on this off-air kick about how this year, this time next year, Chase is going to have a little kid on the way.
Yes, that's right. Next year, I predict Chase will be celebrating Father's Day. I'm sure of it. I know it's going to happen.
He's celebrating with his cat this year, so I don't have any high hopes for him.
That's all right, but tomorrow, next year, man, get ready. I'm going to go ahead. Today I'm going to buy the Father's Day card for you.
Oh,
I'm going to lay it up, and I'm going to have it right there. I'm going to put a date on it. I'm going to put Father's Day 2021 Chase, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to give it to you next year because you're going to need it.
And get it while you can get 50% off.
That's why I'm getting it now. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, and my favorite telephone manufacturing company, Apple, is going to come out with a new program operating system that's going to allow you to start your car and even loan your car key to someone electronically.
Nope. Uh-uh. Not happening.
Saw it the other day on their Worldwide Developer Conference. They said, you know, car keys, the electronic fobs are getting clunky. So they said, starting with the new BMW 2021, obviously pocket change for, most people, right? They said that you'll be able to digitally download your car key to your phone and use your phone to unlock the car and also start the car and drive it wherever you go. And let's say you want to have your kid or somebody, I don't know, loan your car. You can text the key over to them and say, here you go, and set restrictions for like, nah, I don't want you out past 9 p.m. or something like that.
It's cool, but I'm good.
That'll be widely used, widely accepted. Before you know it, it'll be the norm. Hey, mm-hmm. you know, here's my code. Go for it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Wake Up with the Wolf Show coming up. Got your good news story and 5 After Laughter at 7:05. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Time to be uplifted by today's good news story. Annie, what have you got?
I just got good goosebumps watching this video of a Portland State University graduate. Her name is Madison. She was being recorded in the public city park that runs through her campus after the school's decision to hold a virtual ceremony. And so the video crew was recording her rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And all of a sudden, this guy walks up, and I mean, he just joined in at the same time as her singing. It got to the part like, you know, and the rockets red glare.
Wow,
and like
that
part.
Awesome.
And like, yeah, thank you. You're welcome. And so they just like they immediately harmonized. You could see her kind of turn the video like, what's happening? And here he comes. And they just like melted into each other's voices. Beautifully done. As soon as they hit that part together, I mean, literally my whole skin was just goosebumps. It was a really beautiful moment. And this guy actually is a Opry singer. His name is Emmanuel Henreid, and he just said he happened to walk by. Classically trained singer. He performs at the Portland Opera, and he just really wanted to be a part of that. He said she sounded beautiful, and he couldn't help himself. It was just a great moment. He's actually been doing a lot of singing at Black Lives Matter protests. He's trying to keep his instrument, aka his voice, in shape. And you know, all the musical venues have been closed. So, you know, I just think it was so cool, and it came as a total surprise. And Madison says it was just the courage to walk up and just ask. It was just something I admire about him. She said, looking back, I'm so glad that people are touched by this happening. And she said, I think it's important to spread positivity and hope for the future. And I think that's what two people coming together to sing the anthem can do.
I'm sorry. I'm too big of a spotlight hog. If he'd have showed up and tried to do that with me, I'd say, book your own gig.
Loser!
Back off! Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Let's get right to the most common rules of the house that you had growing up. Man, my mother was a rule monster. She had more rules, as they used to say, than Carter's got little pills. Let me tell you, she had a rule for everything, and you best not break it either, or you would hear about it. She kept a paddle on top of the refrigerator. I can see it now. It was a long paddle, not that thick, just enough to sting like the Dickens, and on the paddle was engraved the words, were engraved? I'm confused now.
That's okay. Anyway, we should talk about that the rest of the break. Let's talk about grammar.
On the paddle, it said, heat for the seat.
Ooh.
And she would rip that thing down on top of the refrigerator and pow, just wear you out with it, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there were a lot of rules at my house, and I will never forget when I broke one of them in front of company.
Uh-oh. Would she give you the look?
Oh, it was more than the look, son. This was one of those days you'll never forget as a young boy. I decided to, since we were having beans as one of the entrees,
Dale,
decided to recite the beans.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that butt tore up, boy.
So I commenced to beans, good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So eat those beans at every meal. Well, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh. You never ate again.
The old heat for the seat came off the refrigerator, and I got yanked right up from that table. Pow. Warmed
me
up.
Ours was called the Board of Education.
Oh, is that right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and it was rough. Okay.
Yeah. So you didn't break mom's rules. Now, there's a really cool survey here. They ask a bunch of people, what were the most popular rules or the most remembered rules that your parents made you follow?
I'm going to see if mine's on there, and if not, I'll tell you afterwards.
All right, number 10, no eating in your bedroom. Number 9, be home before the streetlights turn on. Number 8, no snacks right before dinner. Number 7, you can't do anything fun until your chores are finished. Number 6, finish everything on your plate even if you don't like it.
That was a big one.
Number 5, a limit on TV time if it was a school night. Number four, no sweets until after dinner. Number three, you can't leave the table until you've eaten all your vegetables. Number two, no TV until your homework's done. And number one was you can't play until you finish your homework. Get it done now.
I got to say, for me, a big one was not only the finish all the food on your plate, but you kind of had to with six kids in the house. If you didn't eat, they were going to eat it for you and you were going to starve.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is my mama would lock us outside when she wanted to clean. And she says, y'all can use the bathroom. If you need to do number two, I'll let you in. Otherwise, you can drink from the water hose, too. She goes, if you want to be inside, you get to clean inside.
Wow.
So there you go. So, Chase, was the one you were talking about on the list or not?
No, it wasn't. And it still kind of applies today with the wife as well. If you're the last one out of that room, you better turn off the light. I don't care what it is.
Oh, yeah. My daddy would go through flipping off lights. He'd time our showers. I used to think it was a game. But he was literally trying to keep us from running up the water bill. Mm-hmm. Smart man.
And you know what happens is whenever you go out of the room and you leave the light on, they always say the same thing. You can leave the light on if you start paying the power bill.
Amen.
Right. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. How's your hand sanitizer supply holding out, guys? Annie, you got plenty of hand sanitizer at your place, or are you running low?
Somehow it just keeps making its way back to me, so I still keep some on me.
Right, guys, Chase. I have breaking news. Thank you for reminding me. Went by Walmart the other day, found, and I only got one per person, so we didn't break any of the rules, but there was about 10 bottles of hand sanitizer, the good kind, left. Mm. Each of us got one bottle, and we checked out. Then, at Sam's Club, a variety pack, bulk size Clorox wipes, 5 containers long.
Wow, did you get those too?
Got them, so if anybody wants to pay me, come on over.
I was thinking more in terms of, could you bring that stuff over and clean and sanitize my place?
Oh, no.
Did you have
the
equipment?
No.
All right. Well, if you bought the following hand sanitizers, you're going to want to stop using these immediately because these have been found to be toxic, and one of them is extremely toxic. So here are the brands to get rid of if you're using them. ESK Biochem hand sanitizer, All Clean hand sanitizer, the Good Gel antibacterial hand sanitizer, Sanoderm Advanced Hand Sanitizer, 4 different types of a brand called Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizer, and the big one is Lavar 70, excuse me, it says 70 because it's beyond 70% alcohol, and it's called Lavar 70 Hand Gel Sanitizer, and it is so toxic. The FDA tested it and found that it was 81% methanol.
So, I was going to ask what made it.
How were they able to do that?
So if you have the Lavar 70 gel hand sanitizer, get rid of that immediately. The FDA says that is highly toxic and, in fact, is 81% methanol.
So, I just the other day learned how to properly say isopropyl alcohol.
Ooh,
listen at you.
Thank you.
Now spell
Man.
It.
I-S-O-P. Annie finishes third grade.
R-O-P-Y-L.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. Thank you, Annie.
Show off. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And if you were born on this date, it's time to celebrate.
Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating.
Birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, you share that birthday with Mindy Kaling from The Office. Mm-hmm. She's 40 years old today. And then Stassi, I run my mouth too much, Schroeder. She is 31. She's been in a lot of trouble lately. Some local birthdays. Sweet little Lucy Treadwell. I love her. She's from King. Megan Billups in Kernersville and Robert Gilbert in High Point. Happy birthday to you guys. You can get your birthday in or your nieces and nephews or your baby's birthday in. 931wolfcountry.com. We want to shout you out. And just in case we forgot yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Got a new email service for you that automatically responds with insults.
Yeah.
Boingboing.net claims a new online service automatically responds to emails with insults. It then deletes every email sent to the user's inbox. The service, called By FYI, costs 69 cents a month. The description on the website reads, "Get less email by never receiving it in the first place."
Wait,
time nobody
out.
Has time for it.
How much was it a month?
69 cents. Your favorite number.
Oh, come on.
There you go. And it's boingboing.net or whatever. Nice.
That's a double win. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Got to go. Coming up next, Clay J.D. Walker.
Boo.
Tomorrow on this program, we're going to talk about the 20 biggest and best shows of 2020 so far. And Chase claims he says he knows what number one is. Mm-hmm. And we got a fiver bet on it. That's tomorrow on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Meantime, this Libby's gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.